As many as 46 microfinance institutions collapsed last year due to the depreciation of the cedi, high cost of living, upward adjustment of the capital requirement by Bank of Ghana, and inexperience. According to the council chairman of the Ghana Microfinance Institutions Network, GAMFIN, Emmanuel Dakon, these factors resulted in rampant withdrawals of deposits by clients, leading to the collapse of the institutions. He was speaking at the 6th annual general meeting of GAMFIN in Accra. Doreen Ampofu and Mavis Eduse have filed this report.
This year has witnessed a lot of economic challenges in the country, from the rapid depreciation of the cedi, increases in utilities and low donor support. According to the council chairman of GAMFIN, Emmanuel Dakon, this affected the microfinance industry as many of their clients withdrew their deposits to support their families. He said the sustainability of a microfinance institution depends on its capital base, which guarantees the long-term existence of the institution.
Currently, there are over 1,420 MFIs and 722 individual money lenders and social collectors, serving not less than 9 million clients. Due to depreciation of the Ghana cedi in relation to the US dollars and other major foreign currencies, and periodic increase in utilities, the microfinance sector has not been spared. Consequently, most MFI experienced rampant withdrawals of savings. The cumulative effect resulted in closure of 46 MFIs. Bank of Ghana increased the capital adequacy requirement of regulated microfinance institutions. This upward adjustment of the capital requirement by the BOG became a challenge for some of the MFIs in the short term on how to immediately meet the minimum amount.
Delivering the keynote address on transparency in the microfinance industry, a senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Professor Samuel Kobina-Enim, said the microfinance industry continues to collapse because there are no documents to show how they contribute to poverty reduction.
People are watching out for microfinance institutions that are springing up. They invest within the short period of time, they get their returns, and they know definitely that after a period of time that microfinance institution is going to collapse. We cannot confidently boast of a study that clearly says that microfinance is contributing to poverty reduction. You see pockets of studies here and there, and all that the pockets of studies are doing is telling us whether the particular microfinance institutions are efficient or not. To be transparent, there's a strong need to collaborate with other organizations such as the Ghana Statistical Service, make a case why microfinance issues should be inbuilt in the instrument that they collect on a five-year basis, so that over time, we get a national picture of what is happening where.
The annual general meeting was also used to assess the performance of GAMFIN and to also vote for new executives.